Martin Bass, home of classic hits, 101.5 FM. With me on the phone is Pierce Bowman, who has a resume as long as your arm, your leg, and probably a few other appendages. However, with the engineering career in mining, power generation, and project management spanning three continents, and his own airplane and hangar, he's the ideal coordinator for the Max Bridge event. Together, the Triumph Sports Owners Association, the MX5 Club, the Caboolture Aero Club are putting together one hell of a show. The 2025 Max Bridge Classic Car and Aircraft Festival on Sunday, July 6th. Don't miss it at the Caboolture Aero Club. Good morning, Pierce. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. I'm fine, thank you. A great wet morning down here.
It is a bit like that, isn't it? Max Bridges is promising to be the wheels, wings, and warplanes events of the decade. And let's start with the wheels. What's in it for the rev heads?
Well, Shane, we've got about just under 300 cars from various car clubs already indicating genuine attendance so far. And of course, we expect many more as the event nears. A range of cars. Obviously, you've got the Corvettes, the Jaguars, the Aston Martins, the Ferraris, the Alphas, all the way down to the smaller cars, the Minis, the MGs, and of course, traditionally, GM and Fords. We've also got a few Studebakers and many other muscle cars. We're also expecting a contingent of BMW, Porsche. Generally, we get some Fiats, some Chryslers, and some Lotus as well. So it's a mix of all car make from the current car make, as well as the many popular car makes from the past years. Of course, the older cars have been restored to perfection, and many are also quite original. So from time to time, we've seen some unusual machines, often specially built racing cars, motorbikes, and project cars. So it's really quite an eclectic mix of vehicles. Generally, these cars are in beautiful condition.
You better believe it. Wings and warplanes. It's a popular formula. Classic planes, classic cars coming together. It's not always so easy to achieve, is it? Now, what will we expect to see in the way of classic aircraft?
Well, we have a Spitfire flying over from Archer Field, which is always a big attraction. On the field, we have a P-40 Warhawk based on the field. We're going to have the usual series of World War II training aircraft, a Stearman, several Tiger Moths. We're hoping to get a couple of Chipmunks out of the hangars. That's an RAF training aircraft. And we also know we've got an ancient Ryan that's in beautiful shape. Our big attraction also will be if we can get the big T-28 Trojan and the SNJ out as well. And of course, we will obviously see a number of other Caboolture Aero Club members bringing their planes in attendance. So it should be a great show of local flying exhibits. For anybody who likes muscle cars, of course, hearing these old big warbirds wind up, it will be quite thrilling. And I know that a number will be offering flying rides, and they'll be piloted by our most experienced pilots, most of whom are either current or ex-airline or military pilots. And in addition to all that, we've got the RFDS simulator on the field for those who want to try their hand at flying the simulator.
Sounding like an absolutely splendid day. And there'll be music there as well being provided. It's a pretty fun day, trip for the families to come along and see what's happening. What else is happening on the day?
Well, just to explain the day, we're hoping obviously for good weather. That will be the basis of having a great day. It's a relaxing environment. It's a big open field, admiring so many great machines. We've got a cafe-style food and coffee court. We're offering the two museums that are on the field with some great aircraft and equipment on display. They'll both be open. And we'll have a number of business stalls, some of which will be offering car restoration services. An unusual event, we've got the 11th Reserve Cavalry going to bring their Hawkeye troop transport to do a bit of recruiting. And, of course, we're going to have yourselves playing great music, 101.5. I think we'll probably have a roving mic, and with great weather, it's going to be a great winter's outing.
Pierce Bowman, thank you for joining us, keeping our community connected. And so get on down to the wheels, wings, and warplanes at the Max Bridge Classic Car and Aircraft Festival on Sunday. Don't miss it. Sunday, July 6th at the Caboolture Aero Club. Now you can take the Bribie exit 152A and turn down the Aerodrome Road. Catch any details on the podcast on 101.5 FM, and we'll see you there, rocking some classic hits.